The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 310. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? What is going on? Everybody's got next-gen consoles. This is crazy. Except for me and Brian.
You know, Carlos Romero.
No, man, we should record the pre-show and call it the Adam Help Center.
You know, yeah, we really should. Yo, Carlos, man, what's up with that Xbox, man? I don't see it on the screen right now, bro.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, hold on. Let me change that.
Wait, you mean for Adam to help people?
No, to help you. By the way, Adam,
you guys help me with this shit. I'm telling you how I figured these horrible things out.
By the way, people, Adam Vale, you already know.
Yeah, what's up, man? Play some Call of Duty. It'll change your life.
And Brian Majoma.
Next gen problems require next gen solutions.
You already know, man. Yo, we may get into it later. Nobody asked us about it, but because I've been seeing a lot of these reports about PlayStation being faulty or whatever. I'm like, my shit's running fine, bruh. And everybody I know, except for, I mean, here's the thing. Adam's PS5 is running fine. It's just there's other weird things around it. But for the most part, here's the thing about the internet now. Now, if you have one guy that has a problem, it just becomes widespread. Everybody seems to suddenly have it, you know? Yeah.
People
have what? Hey, Brett.
The only issue is just the wording, and this goes for everybody. It's not an issue. It's just that, hey, if you download a game and you download one of those cross-gen models that have two versions, just make sure that you're downloading the correct one if it gives you the option. Because as we just saw, even with yours on, Tony, you had Valhalla PS4 twice. And PS5 loaded on your SSD. It will do that. It does not just say, hey, you had a PS4, we're going to upgrade. No such thing. It gives you a whole other version of the game. And that's where the confusion comes in. And we saw a lot of that this weekend with Call of Duty. A lot of people trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Why am I playing a PS4 version? My friend's saying it to me. Because you have to click on start, go to game version, and you will see 5 and 4. Just make sure 5 is selected. And then if you do see 4, go into your storage, delete the shit, whether it's on your external or in your internal. And that's the part that a lot of people didn't know. Sony didn't never said that. They said, "Oh yeah, it'll patch, it'll upgrade." They didn't tell us it's a whole other version game.
Like, yeah, it'll put the PS5 version in there. It just doesn't take away the PS4 version. It stays on your shit. You know, keep that in mind. Anyway, we're back with another one. You already know. Not a lot of questions this week for obvious reasons. Everybody's on their PlayStation 5 right now. You know, so they're like, fuck Throwdown. That always happens with every big game release. Like the numbers kind of just drop. You know. But,
That's okay. Then I can get back to my PlayStation 2.
There you go. Yeah, because, exactly. This show specifically is run by you guys. Yeah.
By the way, like, interesting thing.
What's up, bro?
It made me feel a little time. I have been testing Sony's remote play feature thoroughly.
Yes.
Tell us about that on the back end, because I want to hear about that, you know?
Cool.
All right, man. Let's go. Almost jumped the gun here. All right. First of all, I want to give a huge shout out to Mr. Phantom Vash, who is our second winner of Next Gen November, people. In case you did not know, we're giving away a free game every single week in the month of November. So you still have time. You have two more weeks to win a free Next Gen game from us. Technically, we're probably just going to give you a $60 card because they don't make $70 cards anymore or at all. Not anymore. Period. They don't make them. And you get your choice. You know, your choice of whatever game you want. Phantom Vash, I don't know what he picked, but the first guy that won, he was actually in our stream last night for Demon Souls, and I asked him, like, what game you pick? He's like, I'm still deciding. I'm like, yeah, pick it. Listen, you got the money, you do whatever you want now.
You know? Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, that haptic feedback will change your experience.
The dual sense will change your life, bro. There it is, man.
The future is here.
Love this controller. This controller is fucking...
Fuck the console.
The controller is next gen, you know? But anyway, so yes, next gen November is still going, so you have two more chances. So the next one's going to be on Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, like usual. But the last week of November, this is very important. the last week of November, we're going to have Throwdown is going to go live on Wednesday because of Thanksgiving. Let me tell you what day that would be. That would be on the 25th. So if this was like, if we were in a parallel universe where Thanksgiving didn't exist, you know, it would be on the 26th, but we're going to be live on the 25th. That'll be our last game giveaway. But we may give something else away too before the year's over. You know how Throwdown gets down, man.
Mm-hmm.
You already know, man. I think Manny has some shit to give away too, don't you?
Yes, probably around the middle part of the show.
We'll do another
drawing because somebody didn't answer. Uh-oh. And as we said with our policy on giveaways, you got 24 hours to claim your prize. If you don't, we do a reroll.
Baby.
Why even enter? He still hasn't replied back, right?
Nope, he hasn't replied. So,
it wasn't about entering. It was just, you know, we did a draw of the people.
We just did a draw. So if you're in the, to just reiterate, if you are in the chat right now, we're gonna do a drawing, and we have a huge Death Stranding poster, and also I'm throwing in a couple of prints, some Metal Gear Solid prints right here. Can you see that?
This is all free stuff, people.
And you get my art book, Solid Zero, which has a bunch of really cool like Metal Gear art inside of it. And then you get the digital edition version of it, which is made to look like a prop from Metal Gear Solid 5.
It's like a tape.
You look at it, looks like an audio tape, but it's got a little hidden ability on it where it has a USB.
There you go. So
you get all of that. You get a nice little, you get some Death Stranding shit, you get some Metal Gear stuff, you get Kojima.
Damn, that tape alone is worth $200.
Yes, by the way, hold on. Who said that? Tumeke? Hold on, bro. Did he win something from us recently?
Yes, he did win something from us recently, didn't he?
We got to look into that because our policy is if you win something from us for a month, you can't win anything more. You got to wait, you know. And my man, D's Nuts, he ain't winning shit from us for a while because he won a fucking console. Yes, by the way, yes. Please, you should know me. He's right there. Yes, drop questions if you haven't asked us already. We will answer them because we need more questions for tonight, you know?
Yeah, because we know what y'all are doing.
Yeah, we know
y'all are playing your next-gen consoles.
You know? And a lot of questions tonight are about next gen consoles. So let's get into it, man. First question. Oh, hold on. I have the Chiron ready, do I? Yes, I do. Da-da-da, da-da-da. All right. First question is from Mr. Tumeke, who is actually joining us right now. All right. For those that were not overly excited about next gen systems prior to launch, has your opinion changed now that you have them? He's talking about me. but a couple of us are here. I wasn't that hyped.
Mine's this quick. Still not too hyped on it because a lot of these features we've seen on PC. What really changed me is that freaking controller, that haptic feedback controller. It's you have to experience it. It's one of those things. At first, I thought it was all so hype. I thought it was like the Switch and the HD audio bullshit. You know, but no, this is not the feedback. I'm playing Call of Duty. Every gun literally feels different. I picked up a heavy LMG, and I'm over here trying to press the L trigger just to aim down the scope, and I'm having trouble pressing it to the point I told Tony. I was like, I thought I broke my controller. Like, did I drop it at some point? You know, because now this shit don't work. And it wasn't that. I had to really squeeze it. And then even when it comes to shooting, that was also had some feedback on it, and it was tough, and I'm holding it. You know, there was one scene where I'm shooting from a plane. I had to press both of them down at the same time, and I'm holding it, and everything is shaking and rumbling, and it's like it's as if the triggers are fighting back. They're like, no, release. I was like, shit, I'm getting a workout. I feel like I got my look. This is what I carry with me now. I got my hand cruncher because I gotta get my arms, my fingers. I can even play my haptic feedback. I was like, yo, this controller is no joke. So if anything, that right there is what I'm hyped about. Everything else is like, it's okay. You know, it's good. It's super fast. That's great. I'm not thrilled about the limitation of the space there. We need more space. Definitely right off the bat. I only have like 180 gigs now left, and I only have 6 games installed. So that's not thrilling, but man, that controller. You could be inhaling toxic metal. That's the future. That is next gen. That controller.
Yeah. I said this during my unboxing of the PlayStation 5. My everything I said before, I still stand by. Even though I have the PS5 literally like a foot away from me, I did not need this thing. I could have been perfectly fine with a PS4 for a while because a lot of the big games that are on PS5 are also on PS4. Obviously, I can't play Demon's Souls on PS4, but that's like the only game I care about that's on PS5 only. I would have been fine. So I still stand by everything I said. But like I said during the unboxing as well, having new tech in your house is always exciting. It is always exciting to get a new piece of tech, fiddle around with the settings, set it all up, try to figure out the right spot for it. You know what I'm saying? Getting all the variables just right. That's still exciting. But I still stand by every single thing I said. Like, these consoles, not necessary right now, you know, because, again, we have so many cross-gen games or whatever. The cross-gen shit that kills a little bit of the excitement for me. Like, imagine if all these games were only exclusive on PS5 or an Xbox. This would be an amazing launch lineup, but since they're also on the last gen, you gotta discount a lot of games, man.
It causes some issues. But real quick, before I forget, because I know I'm gonna forget, because you just brought up with the new hardware and stuff, and just to go back on what we said on Thursday about how the PS5 and on the stand, did you know that there's a little hidden slot with a hidden screw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They showed that.
We showed that.
There we go. If we did that, it wouldn't slide. So I did that, and it stopped sliding.
No.
The guy in the Tony video. I showed it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
When we talked about it, you even said it. He's like, yeah, it feels loose. It feels like it's going to fall off.
No, well, I mean, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
No. I said it looks like it's about to fall off because it's so weird looking. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. Everything in my room is perfectly vertical. Vertical, right? You have this thing with all these weird angles and stuff. It looks like it's about to topple over. But feel-wise, it's fine. It doesn't feel like it's going to topple over, you know? It just looks like it. There's a difference, you know? My opinion hasn't changed. Everything I said, I stand by it 100%. Brett, what about you? Because you were kind of skeptical about at least the PS5, at least. What do you think about it now that you have it?
I think it's a jump. I think that, it's about the PS4 to PS Pro was. Like, it's noticeable, but not game-changing. The big thing that you notice is there's a lot of lights now. Like, everything's fucking lit. This generation isn't about shiny, it's about bright and shiny.
Yeah. That HDR, man.
Yeah,
man.
Fucking Godfall is the king of shiny. Everything's shiny in that game.
Well, no. Yeah. Now things are glowy. Last generation things were shiny. This generation, they're glowy.
They're glowy.
They're glowy and they reflect on everything.
Spider-Man at night, it looked like the city was glowing.
Dude, Spider-Man, I gotta admit, Spider-Man on PS5 with the ray tracing mode looks fucking crazy. You know? That shit looks good.
So, like, it's this generation is going to be all about lighting effects, is what everybody seems to go for. I mean, it's fine. It's cool. It looks really good. And you're doing lighting effects that you couldn't do on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying Demon's Souls so far.
Demon's Souls look fucking nasty.
I mean,
by the way, you guys could go to Twitch right now. Well, not right now. Afterwards, go check out me, Brad, and Chris playing some Demon's Souls again. Fucked up. It's good times.
One thing about the Demon's Souls, though, is that game is not using any sort of ray tracing.
Yeah. It just looks like
And the thing about Miles Morales is that, yes, in cases it does use ray tracing for reflections, but a lot of the lighting is not. A lot of it's all, you know, done because it's a previous generation sort of game. So probably the shadow details are a little bit better. But yeah, we're not seeing full on usages of the technology. You're just seeing, okay, now they're using ray tracing to generate reflections. But they're not using, a lot of them are not using it for lighting fully.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll start seeing more that actually do.
And the other thing about all of those, a lot of these games, especially all the games that you see that are sort of showcases right now, and they always look really nice, they're all dark games. You know, Demon's Souls is a very dark game. You know, Miles Morales does a lot of you know, directional lighting, you know, like for time of day stuff, you know, golden hour, evening. So they specifically made them, even when they said with the original Spider-Man game, it was like, they chose specific times of day because it looks the best. So that's why it doesn't have a dynamic day and night system.
Yeah, Miles Morales doesn't either.
No, but at least the loading time is better between the different states of the city.
Non-existent. You click on it, and then literally you're out of the subway. There's no transition at all. So here's my question. In the PS4 version, do you, like, hang on in the subway? Like, does that happen?
Well, just like the previous version of Spider-Man, you see him in the subway.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Cause it that doesn't exist on the PS5 version. It doesn't have the subway.
Oh, it doesn't have the subway?
It literally just go like, okay, you click on it and you're out of the subway. Like that's how fast it is.
The four version, you see him in the subway and then it does like what Spider-Man PS3.
He's hanging out, you know.
There's the other shot where you get to see the load menu where you get to see the high resolution version of him and he's doing a really cool pose.
The PS5 doesn't have any of that.
Yeah.
Like you literally it's not click, you got to hold the button as soon as it finishes loading, you know, holding the button, you're out of subway.
Well, you know, what I noticed also with all of that is that it really keeps you engaged in the game, which reminds me of Gears. With the first Gears, is that how you would just jump in from one scene to another scene to another scene, and it seemed like there was no loading. It just kept going. Next, you know, wow, it just ran through the whole game. And that's what I feel like all these games are, because there is no loading. You just keep going.
The thing is that for games like Gears and a lot of the previous generations, what they used to do is they used to hide the loading behind cinematics. So what they would do is they would run a video of the cinematic running, and then behind it they're running, you know, they're running all the loading stuff. So it looks like, hey, you just jumped into the next sequence, but really they put a curtain in front of you. To hide the fact that they're changing the set.
See, and in this, we don't even have that. So it just keeps going. And then even games that took really long. The first thing I loaded was Division 2, because that had some crazy long loading screens. You've seen it. Sometimes it'll restart the load and stuff. Man, that is gone. It's as if the game was already loaded on my system and it's playing offline. I could not believe it. I'm playing the summit. I died. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to take it. But oh, shit, I got to play again. I was waiting to go to the bathroom for a break because I knew I had to do the loading. No loading.
Yeah, click. Yeah, quick aside, are you playing, because I'm playing Beyond Light. Are you playing that, Adam?
Beyond Light?
Yeah, the new Destiny 2 DLC.
Oh, no. I haven't played Destiny. No.
You're
no.
done with that shit. All right, let's move on to Carlos, man. Has your opinion changed on next gen now that you actually have the console, because you're still waiting your PS5, right?
Yeah. Some bullshit. No, nothing's changed. I mean, I'm getting exactly kind of what I expected, at least from the Xbox.
No, by the way, Carlos, you're missing something in that shot. I'll let you figure out what it is, but keep going.
Well, he needed to use it, man.
I know what he's talking about.
Hey, he knows.
Yeah, I mean, at least from my experience with Xbox, you know, I still haven't, you know, I haven't had my hands on the PS5. So it's one half of the equation that I'm still missing. But as far as the Xbox, you know, I expected, you know, better performance, better, you know, HDR with, you know, 4K textures and everything. And that's pretty much what I got. I mean, it's a lot of the games that I'm playing. You know, Yakuza is a game that I've been playing a little bit of, and Ori, and they're really, you know, old games. I haven't played a new game on it. You know, I want to try Valhalla at least.
You're playing Like a Dragon?
Yeah.
Is the loading, because the loading on the regular one is really bad. How is it on that? It's no loading, right?
No, there's loading. But it's not bad. Pretty fast. I mean, I didn't count how long it took, but it was not noticeable.
Okay, then that's it, because this is noticeable. It's really bad, and that's when I did my review, I didn't even talk about that, because I was like, you know, I'm playing on the old one. This is going to be optimized for the Series X.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think I was one of the more optimistic people when it came to next gen, but honestly, no one was really that optimistic about it. Especially because I just wanted to move out from the previous generation, because in my opinion, that was the worst generation of my lifetime. So having the new tech is pretty awesome. You know, from Xbox, we still need those, you know, first party games whenever the Bethesda games start rolling around, whenever the new studios start, you know, churning on those games, is when we'll see like them taking full capability, full, how do you say it? full grasp of what the Xbox Series X can do, and that's what I'm looking forward to the most. But as far as now, it's still, you know, it's still just, you know, like Brett said, it's a PS4 to PS4 Pro jump, and the reason, because there's all of these games are cross-gen games, so we're not going to be able, we're seeing slightly shinier games and slightly better performance, but we're not going to get the next like the real next gen games until maybe 2 years into the future.
Yeah, exactly.
So mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's pretty much it for me.
Cool. All right. Let's move on to the next question. This one is from Electric Pink. Still staying on next gen here.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't.
Oh, Chris is here. You snuck into through the back door, man.
That's right.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Go ahead, man.
So I was just saying, I want you. Been playing Demon's Souls and watching movies because I'm a dad now and I'm old, so
yeah.
I just watch my streaming.
Thank you, Carlos.
But, I'm there's pros and cons. Like, the one major con is how big this thing is. I mean, the system is huge, especially with the disk drive on the bottom makes it even weirder shaped. And I have it horizontal too. That so for me, ooh. I don't have the option of the screw right on the bottom. Like, I have to put it back in the tray and just, there's just two little clips that push into the white part on the back, and that's all that's holding it up. So, I don't know, it's a little precarious to me. I always look at it like, you all right? I'm going to fall forward. It's, you know, I'm impressed with mostly the load times. Like, they really have improved that where they could. Like, we can't get that kind of leap in CPU and GPU without paying through the nose for it, you know? So they, I'm impressed with how, well, now I've experienced PS5. I haven't experienced Series X, but I mean, Tony, you've talked about it. How they've improved all the bus speeds and the SSDs and everything to get this seamless streamed experience. And it's funny how long it's come from. Even back on the Dreamcast, I remember playing Soul Reaver. That was the first game I saw where areas would just load while you were moving into them. And I was I was super impressed with that. I mean, even back then, Monster Hunter couldn't do that. Every area loaded and it was like a freaking pain in the ass to move around. And now only with Monster Hunter World has that changed. But then even that needed segmented sections. Now, I think if you made it for the new systems, if they did a sequel, like, you wouldn't even need that. You wouldn't need a hub. You would just can go wherever you want, which would be crazy. So I'm impressed by that. I think the other negative, I think the drive is loud. It really is.
The disk drive.
I was sitting here, actually, while I was getting Olivia ready for bed, I was watching Civil War. And for some reason, it keeps reading the disk. I'm like, Demon's Souls is in there. Why does it even need to spin up? And it's loud. It just fires up and starts spinning really fast. And then it will stop. And then like 20, 30 minutes later, it'll do it again. So that's really weird. It's just, it's so annoying. I just take it out because I don't want to hear it. So that's my like negative of the system. And I don't understand why it's doing that, but it does it. So
that's weird. But has your opinion changed? Has the console made you change your opinion?
Changed my opinion on what?
On your previous stance. The thing, you weren't exactly negative about next gen either, though.
No, I wasn't. When we broke down Cerny's talk, I was just like, okay, you need to prove this to me. The whole thing where he made the example of Spider-Man. You played Miles Morales, so you have said that.
Yeah.
That was the proving ground, and you said it met that proving ground. So I'm impressed by that. I don't know about the 3D audio, although Manny was right, the 3D audio does work, because through my gold headset while we were playing Demon's Souls, I was walking somewhere and I could hear the dragon breathing.
I spun
my character around and the breathing went around me. That was impressive.
The 3D audio works on any sort of headset connected to it. It's using a virtual 3D sound, and you have to. You also, in order to get it to work better, they have at least three different, ear setups. So whichever way, I guess they've somehow figured out, okay, people have these three different types of ears. So you get this sort of thing together, and then you can you set it up for your ear, and then the 3D sound will work.
So I'm impressed. So that stuff all works. So I was very impressed by that. I'm very impressed by experience. So far, the system itself, the interface is fast, like pulling up the quick menu is fast and all that stuff. We'll see how it is in a year or so with patches and updates.
With all the patches and updates. Yeah,
if that's still the case. But so far, I am
that's awesome. I'm impressed. Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Let's move on to the next question here. Unless we have another throw it on panels. Riku's going to show up. Hey, I gotta answer the question.
Hey, what's up, guys?
That's what I wanted to do. I saw he was on, but I kept playing Call of Duty. I wanted to try what he was saying. It's like those big party chats that he's in and that we could all share play and see everyone's screen on the left side. I think that'd be kind of cool to set up and test out.
Yeah, we should try that with the audience. we could probably pull it off.
How about this? Anybody that's listening, have they tried that? Does that work the way Rico said, where you can have multiple
people? I called him Rico.
Rico. I said Rico, not Rico.
You called him Rico.
Yeah, you did call him
Rico.
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 Suave.
Hispanic, man.
Yeah, right. Now, he didn't roll his R, though. Rico.
Rico.
But yeah, you guys, I'm fucked up. So yeah, you guys in the chat, let us know if you've actually witnessed that. Have you been in a chat room with like 100 people in it? Because now you could do it. You could have 100 people.
Manny said
it's going to sound like a lunchroom.
Rico.
Suave.
When you guys were playing on PS5, did you guys like create a chat, and was it like, is that chat like active all the time, or like once you leave it?
I don't know.
Well, we can tell you one thing. We had to do this goofball workaround to get it to work.
Uh-oh.
Because, okay, so we were testing multiple things. So obviously I'm not playing because I don't have a PS5. But they said that, the new PlayStation app can, connect to the PlayStation network and you can chat using that. So Tony's trying to invite me into the room and he can't find me. He doesn't see me online in order to do it.
Couldn't find him either.
Yeah, Chris, nobody could find me, even though Tony was talking to me using the thing already.
Yeah.
So what we had to do is create the room and then invite everybody into it. And then the other goofball thing is, when you choose your settings, when you go into the PlayStation 5, you can choose where it's like a team player or something like that. And that's what Chris chose. Apparently locks anybody who's not, how you do that super friend thing where you can see everybody, certain people can see your real name and all that shit.
Mm.
So apparently, I guess me and Chris hadn't done that. So I couldn't invite him to the room because which is weird.
Yeah. So Adam, if next time we play on PSN, you're gonna have to make it so your settings are for anybody can see your shit. Because if you're a team player, I'm not gonna be able to invite you. It's really weird how that works.
Well, the thing is, here's the team player thing only works is if everybody in the team, is like a super friend, whatever. But apparently
you and Chris weren't close friends, even though you guys know each other for 20 years.
You don't even know
I don't know. I don't think either Chris or I ever sent the super name request thing. I think he probably still sees it as my...
I think you guys are telling each other something subconsciously, I'm just saying.
I did the close friend just so I can get notifications when people would jump on, because that's what it said. It's like, hey, if you want notifications when these people are on, you make them as this close friend thing. So I clicked on that, and that's it. And I've done the chat since, but only with one person. I did with my brother, and he's still on PS4. And the first thing he said is like, "You sound really good. You sound clear."
Like, damn, man, you sound so good right now. What you got going in your voice right now, man?
There you go. It's got to be the PS5 that did some kind of audio improvement.
Yo, you're using some butter sound system, man. Why you sound so good?
Now the next thing that to test.
You smell good, too.
The next thing to test out. The next thing to test out.
Install your role, baby.
The next thing to test out would be how the sound sounds through the controller, because apparently you can use that if you have headphones connected to your thing, you can still voice chat using your controller. Now, how will it do that?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to hear.
Yeah, could you imagine that shit? Hey, yo, where you at? I'm holding my controller for you guys to listen at home. Hey, yo, where you at? Yo, you in the chat right now? What's up?
I think they have it set up so it works. It can isolate whatever your voice is.
Yeah.
But we haven't, and nobody's ever tested it yet.
Nah, I'm not
doing that. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. We have more questions, even though it's
another thing. I mean, I guess that means they don't need to put in a headset in there like they did with the old 4, right?
No, you don't.
There's a way to save money.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna sidetrack just really quick again.
Yeah.
I understand why the PlayStation 5 consoles are sold out. Why the hell are the fucking PS, the 3D Pulse headset and the remote sold out?
No, I was trying to get a Pulse the other day, man. Nothing, you know?
Like, I'm like, yo, okay, I'm not going to get a PS5 at launch because some fuckery is doing with fucking Walmart. Let me get a fucking Pulse headset, man, so I can have something. Nope. Nothing.
Yeah,
sold out everywhere.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand at all, you know? All right, man. Let's move on. For real this time, you know?
Real, not play.
For real. All right. The question is, in one word, can you describe your first impression of the PlayStation 5 and or the Xbox Series X, depending on which system you got? So there's just one word. What's the first word that came to your mind when you got your new console? Adam, we'll go with you. Just one word. No big description. Just what was the first word that came to your mind? Okay. Hey, I'll take that. Fuck.
When I was downloading and I'm seeing all that space, that not much space, 620 dwindled down to just 100 gig. I was a kill. I just got this thing. I just turned it on. Are you kidding me? I was like, that really hurt. That really hurt because that was a wake-up call. I was like, I need more space. SSD. And that thing, and who, I forgot who said it. I think it was, what's your boy's name from, that we always crack jokes, excuse me, what's his name?
Oh, who, Torrance?
Torrance? No,
Richard? The dude that he made fun of.
Or Terrence, as you call him?
The lazy eye.
The lazy eye? Wait, who?
That's what I call lazy eye, that he was part of Kojima's boy with the lazy eye.
What the fuck? I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever. Anyway, when he said, he said it when he was doing his control review. And stuff, he said, this console will get you, it's the mood where you will just want to have all your games loaded on the SSD. It will spoil you how fast these things load.
And are you talking about Jeff Keighley?
There you go, lazy boy.
He has a lazy eye? I don't know about that.
You know, he looks like he's like, going to sleep when he talks.
He's well, that's not lazy eye. Lazy eye is when your eye goes off to the side.
Lazy eye. I can use my own terms on this. This is my conversation with it.
Your Pope always come in there, man. They're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yo, man, that's Jeff Keighley, man. He's saying you got a lazy eye?
It's all right. I got a VPN. It came on.
Jim Duggan had a lazy eye.
Listen, but it was so bad. He always looked high on G4. I'm like, yo, where did they get this guy from?
He hadn't had his coffee that time.
It was always bad. Even now he looks like that. When he interviews people, it looks like he's about to faint. But anyway, the point is he said that you're going to want to just load all your games on. I was like, what do you get that from? And then sure enough, it's like I put Tony Hawk, which had some horrible load times, and that's pop, pop, pop. I'm like, shit, I could just see all these other games that I want to have load times. But I don't have the space for that. Like right now, I'm almost rushing through Call of Duty, not just to do the review and stuff, but just that I can delete the campaign because you can delete that portion. So then that way I can go and load something else. And then I could just keep the multiplayer and the zombies and stuff. But I'm like, fuck, that's it. I just keep saying, fuck, I'm out of space already. I just got this day one.
You're like, you were right, Jeff. You were right.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. It spoils you because you start playing these older games. And yeah, they do look a little better because, you know, performance. If it says, normally it would go from 30 to 40, it never really hit 60. If the game does support that, it will hit 60, boom, nonstop. And you can notice it, the draw distance, the performance, you notice it on these older games. That's where that patch comes in. So that's what it is. So for me, it was fuck. I was like, shit, I need that space.
All right. Carlos, man, what was your first, one word to describe that came to your head, that's your impression of the Xbox.
That's an easy one, you know. And Manny said it during the reaction. Monolith.
Monolith. There you go.
There's not much to it. It's just, you know, that's how it looks every time I see it. That it reminds me of 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Barry Burns said Barry Burns said his first word word is scalp.
Oh my god. Well, here's the thing with that. Has anybody I've seen that too. I've seen a lot of them. My brother, because he's trying to get one, he couldn't find one, but he looked on eBay. Yeah, you see this ridiculous
price. $1,500 and shit.
But I don't see anybody bidding for it. I see them asking for these prices, yeah. But I don't see any bids of like $1,501. You know what I mean? I don't see none of that shit. I just see these people asking, and it says or best offer. They don't even know. People aren't dumb. They know there's going to be more of these things. This isn't like some rare shit that's like a toy. Like when
it's not a Nintendo product. You know,
yeah, where these things are going to disappear and never come back, and we know they're going to be in stock. Be patient, then. Don't spend that money.
Wait a year.
Yeah. My first impression was huge.
Huge.
Got to say it right. You know, huge. And also, okay, that's the word I heard in my head. Right, if you saw the stream, my actual word was "damn." That was the actual word. Oh, man. All right, Brett. Ooh, you have two words you could use because you have both consoles.
Yeah, yeah. Are we talking about when we took it out or when like it was finally hooked up and started?
Hooked up.
Yeah, let's go for hooked up because even I said I was like, this fucking thing's huge, bro. Huge.
Damn.
I'm guessing that's for PS5.
Yeah, for PS5 it was just get it hooked up and damn, and also kind of. Hesitancy. I think it's big. It looks weird. That was kind of mine. And for the Xbox, it was kind of it was either like it's probably like sturdy. The thing feels just fucking solid. It's small.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, by the way, right. Brett, your actual word was you. It was two words when you opened up the Xbox. Remember, this is on tape. You were like, "Oh damn!" that was your actual first word. Oh damn!
I wasn't expecting that. That was was more than I thought.
They gave you an experience.
On the unboxing, right away, I didn't really think anything with the Xbox, but the first time I picked up my PlayStation, the handle tore out, and like the top cardboard tore, and I just went flimsy.
Yeah, we all pull a Richard Ledbetter from a fucking Digital Foundry. I ripped my fucking shit apart by accident. So I'm like, fuck, just ripped the shit. Because again, that thing
it tore under its own weight, man. It's gigantic. It did.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Remember, we talked about this, Brad. That thing is in cardboard that's holding it. It's fucking paper, basically, like thick paper,
Yeah, and the handles weren't really super in there. Nah. Like, what are they held in by? Tension? Oh, cool.
Oh, man. All right, Chris.
I'd say the first word was heavy.
Heavy.
All right, so when Amazon dropped it off, like, I picked it up, I was like, Jesus, this box is heavy. And then when I finally got that out and then slipped it out of the, opened everything up, and then I was like, oh, shit, I got to make room on the entertainment center. I picked my PS4 up with one hand and almost flipped it over my shoulder. And then I'm holding this shit with two hands, like, yo, carefully. Like,
put yeah,
the
right.
Stand on, like, I'm, yo, getting the stand on, like I adjusted it, and I'm like, trying to balance this shit while I snapped it on.
Yo, for some reason, I just imagine like you holding the corner of one box and you go, yo, Chris, and get the other end and you guys move it around like construction workers and shit.
Jesus, yeah.
Baby goes watch your back. Cause somebody has to walk backwards.
He's trying to lift it up to keep the balance.
I got you, daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you say the PS5 is like taller than your daughter? Like,
yo, if I should lay her down and just sing this. And I used to make fun of the Xbox One. I still have the original first Xbox One, right? And mm-hmm. I called it the JVC VCR from like 1985.
It did. It looked like
yo, this shit dwarfs it, man.
Yeah. Yo, oh, hold on. You know what? I'm adding in an extra question to this one. Is the PS5 the biggest console ever released?
Of course.
Well, we'd have to check it out.
Because I'm like,
maybe in research.
Maybe the CDI was bigger, but I'm not sure.
Dude, that thing was bigger than the Tower of Power.
Yeah, so it has to be the biggest console of all time, right?
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
crazy. You think this is the current gen, right? Everything was getting smaller and more compact and all of a sudden, and then this beast comes out.
Yeah, it's no, huge. It has, for the heat sink, it's a fucking Jacob Javits Center. You know?
Oh, did you notice? We saw it in the video, but I didn't know until I actually saw somebody doing it. that those little holes, when you take the plates off, that's so you can put a vacuum to suck out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you didn't watch the video, did you, Adam?
I did, but I didn't see him use a vacuum. I've seen
somebody. No, he just said it. You got to read the subtitles.
I was like, holy shit, this dude is.
You can use vacuum here, you know?
Yeah. I was like, holy
shit. The one thing that unboxing didn't, I meant that that teardown didn't show is literally how much a thermal paste is actually on the console. There's thermal paste all over all of the chips inside of it, all attaching it to the heat sink.
Oh, they lube that shit up, man.
It's all over it, like on the memory, on the on the three things slather of memory on
the SSD, right?
On the on the SSD, on that crazy the collator chip that they made on there that supposedly
the is collator.
I don't know what they call it, but everything has little dots of thermal paste, and then obviously the chip has the liquid metal.
Yeah, right now.
Liquid metal.
Yeah. Oh, no. PS4, PS5 Pro will probably be smaller, I'm going to have to guess. Imagine if it's bigger. Like, yo, bro, like, I need three dudes to carry this shit into my crib.
I can see everything getting bigger. I can see it because bigger.
Wow.
smaller just means.
Man, you watching things get bigger?
Smaller, she likes that though.
She likes it. She don't like it when it's small. But that's once you start getting bigger, you're just opening up. Making it smaller, you're opening up the door for it to have more issues of heat related problems. So they were like, well, let's just make it bigger. We'll add more vents, more fans. That's probably one thing that the people at Sony Engineering looked at Microsoft and says, you know what? They have something with that big size for the Xbox One.
Let's make ours bigger.
We can make ours big. We'll put a big like turbine fan thing on it. But you know what? That might be it because everybody keeps now saying that our shit sounds like it's taking off for like a hair dryer, and there's a reason for that, and they want to avoid that. So this is it, and it's okay. You know what? I don't give a shit. I don't look at it. It's under my desk, out of sight, out of mind. As long as this shit works and it's quiet, I'm happy.
There you go. Not with me. That shit's like dumb. Well,
he literally have it on like a pedestal.
Yeah, I have no choice. I probably could fit inside one of those like cabinets. I'm not doing that because you know what happens. Like you essentially the console's cooking itself. Like no. I'm not doing that shit. Fuck that shit. All right, man. Let's move on. Next question is from Assyrian Air Force. All right, when do you expect Sony will bring a PS5 update to add expendable M2 SSD to PS5? Who knows?
Next year.
Who the fuck knows?
Hopefully next year. It's got to be sometime next year. It can't be anything after this. So definitely sometime next year. I don't see it in December, but definitely for next year, we'll hear some more. And I'm sure they'll work on packaging and labeling and how to use it and how to install it. But get ready to open up your wallet because that shit ain't gonna
be cheap. It's gonna be probably around the same level as the Xbox One.
Listen.
What's up?
Didn't Bruce? Western Digital advertise that they had one already?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did. So and it's already pricey, you know?
Yeah, so if
is you want just a 1 terabyte or a 2 terabyte?
I think it's one.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
If you guys in the chat, if we're wrong about that, let us know, please. Yeah, I believe this one. Yeah, Western Digital. Yeah, but yeah, probably. I think Adam's right. Probably next year. If it's coming, it's probably next year. Get ready. Get fucking ready, man.
Are you ready?
Because we talked about it. It's not one of those, supply and demand and price go down. It's that it's natural materials that are used for that stuff that has to be mined. And that's always, whenever you get that type of labor, that's expensive.
Yeah. Tank says 249 of 1 terabyte. There you go.
For 1 terabyte, that's nothing.
That's SSD though, man.
I know, but I need at least two. Give me at least two. That should last me at least.
Oh, that's your guess? Come on, Tanks. I thought you were talking about some research. How much is the Western Digital joint, man? Yeah. We got to look this shit up now. Western Digital PS5. Why the fuck am I looking at this shit? I'm the one hosting this fucking show. You know what? Somebody else looked that shit up. All right. Let's move on.
I'll do it.
All right. You do that. You do it. All right. Next question then. Da-da-da. This one is from You Should Know Me Too. Again, congratulations on the free PlayStation 5 that you won, sir. Good stuff. He's not going to be able to play until December because he's, truck driving on the West Coast right now,
Did it already ship?
Yeah, it's already shipped. I believe so. I could look that up right now. But yeah, We should be good to go. Oh, actually, oh, I got to talk to you guys off air. There's something I got to remember. I'll talk to you off air. There's something I got to do. And one extra step.
Okay, one more thing.
What's up? Anyway, next question or his question. Do you guys think indie developers will lean towards developing with the DualSense controller in mind? Some will, some won't. No.
Yeah. I think once if it fits the type of game, like especially like I just mentioned, Call of Duty, the shooting, the gun weight, no, definitely. But for some stuff that you just like walking sims, I don't think.
Yeah, those kind of games, I doubt it. Yeah.
Adam, okay, I have a
question.
Okay. Go ahead. No, this is slightly unrelated. Like, wait till everybody's done answering the question.
So you mentioned the whole Call of Duty compatibility with the controller. Are people complaining about it? Because does it change anything in terms of the competition?
I was wondering that I haven't seen. The only issue I've seen that people had where they couldn't download it at all for some reason on the PS5, it just wasn't working, or they were getting both versions and didn't realize they were playing the PS4 the entire time and
that
progress. But when it comes to the controller, I know the controller, I haven't heard anything, but a lot of people were taken back and they thought, so like me, they thought that it was broken or some, they had some kind of issues within the game, because they're like, why do I have to press so hard to hold for these guns? And they're like, well, it's trying to make you feel like, you know, different guns are bigger and they take harder. There's weight. They're trying to make each gun feel different. But some people, they're not fond of that. They don't like it.
But I'm guessing that people, you know, if there's, I don't know if there's crossplay between PS4 and PS5, but if people play, you know, Warzone on PS4, they have a competitive advantage.
Oh yeah,
compared to the PS5 people.
Yep, that is definitely going to be a thing. Now, I've only played in campaign. I don't know if it carries, if that feature carries over into multiplayer because of that fact. I don't know, but yeah, it's definitely like when I go to pick up a gun, certain guns, and I go to prep it, and I hold button. He takes the time. He's like, and he gets ready and starts holding down. It there is some few seconds delay. It's no longer just like pick up and. So I'll try that tonight. In fact, I'll play some Warzone and see if that
carries
over. Because maybe they don't. Maybe they only have it for the campaign.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question. See?
Yeah. I want to do the contest. Manny, are you ready, or do you need one more segment?
Well,
your little giveaway.
Well, yeah. Well, let me take a moment to get all the names in there. Also, quick thing. The Western Digital pricing is for 500 gigabytes, you get $149.99. For 1 terabyte, $229.99. Right. And for 1 terabyte is $229.99. 2 terabytes is $449.99.
Damn, that's a whole fucking.
So you literally, so you're literally buying a whole new console for that.
Fuck, see, and that's now I'm gonna wait. I'm definitely gonna wait now. I just can't see myself spending over $100 just for 1 terabyte. That's a joke. I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Blitz. If you haven't won anything, you're good then. Okay. Thank you for letting us know. Then I thought you did win some, but now you're okay. We won't leave you out there.
On your heart and being a nice guy.
Yeah. You know, we'll ship it right to you in New Zealand, bro. What's going on, Otaku man?
Yo, his boy, his New Zealand boy is in Mandalorian. He came back.
No, don't spoil anything, Adam. Come on now.
Yo, man, come on.
Adam, you got to chill, bro. Is that a spoiler?
Who knows? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. I didn't say a character. It's the actor.
Yeah, well, that's a spoiler right there, Adam, because some people do know who the actor is. Yes. You already. Thank you for telling me that, Adam.
Yo, man, by the way, Mandalorian is fucking awesome.
Yes. Fucking.
I got to say, I still got season 2. Making people happy. And see, don't do that. You can't tell people it's a good show.
No, you can't do that. It's just don't tell them who the characters are, you know?
I don't know the character. I just know the actor.
Well, all right. Anyway, we're not going to talk. Yeah,
Everybody knows there's only one New Zealander in the Star Wars fucking universe. Exactly, and you know who that is.
Mm-hmm. That was a dead giveaway. It's Jeff Keighley. Yeah, there you go. All right. Come on, before we really spoil shit. All right, moving on. All right, so Manny, after this segment, we'll do your little giveaway. We will
I'm pulling up the names.
The names. All right, so another question about the DualSense from Mob Hits. His question is, what upcoming or current Xbox game would play amazingly using the DualSense? So it's a little bit of a hypothetical here. Gears,
It'd be gears. I could also see Crackdown with all the jumping and stuff like that and running and picking up things and having that weight feel of picking up a car and then just squeezing down and struggling and stuff. I could see that happening. But definitely gears with the roadie run and picking up all those heavy weapons or getting in the mech suit and running around with a mech outfit.
I'm going to answer for Brett. Sea of Thieves, because you'll be able to like feel, you know, hear the wind and like swim and shit and shoot guns and stuff. That, you know, in all honesty,
I hadn't thought about that, but you are right.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, I'm thinking about it, like, damn, I know that's your answer, Brett, but I'm taking pulling, it now.
pulling up the anchor, setting the sails.
Yeah, dude.
That would actually be pretty good.
Damn, that would be cool. Like, when you're pulling down the anchor, you can actually feel the tension and shit, you know? Dude, make that fucking game, man. Actually, the game exists. Just make dual sense. Hackers, get on it.
Well, it explains why that control feels weighty. They got some new shit in there, new motors.
Yeah, any action game will be good. You know, like Adam said, Gears of War. Halo would be good. Like, every gun in Halo could feel different and shit. Think about that, you know? Like the regular fucking, I don't know the names of the fucking guns, but I know you got the Needler and shit. You could feel all the fucking.
The battle rifle, yeah. The plasma pistol.
I'm telling you. And the fucking vehicles have a different feel too. You know, the Warthog and shit.
Yeah, man. Imagine the tank, the Scorpion. Ooh.
With the dual sense, excuse me,
yo man, that changes everything.
Yeah, I'm saying that controller when you play in and actually you like that, it'll put a smile on your face because it's something new. It's a new feeling altogether.
I'm laughing at who said that shit.
Tumeke,
he said that you could squeeze Craig's cheeks.
Yo man, whoa,
what kind of cheeks you talking about, bro? slow your roll. It's a family show, as Adam says, man. What the fuck? Oh man. All right, what other Xbox games do you think would make good use of the DualSense?
Forza racing game, you know, feeling when you're drifting.
Adam, what do you think? How do you think the DualSense will be good on the Gran Turismo, because that's coming next year?
If they utilize it, I can see that. You know, because every car feels different, especially with the steering wheels and stuff. Yeah, if you're turning, you can feel it. Shit, DualSense steering wheel. That's what I want. If they make that shit, I'm getting fucking Gran Turismo. If they make a steering wheel that has a DualSense feed on the wheel itself, not just rumble shit. You know, we've already had that. I want that tension feel. That'll be cool. All
right. By the way, Toomaker says we got to get our mindset going. He was talking about cheeks. We're over here again because we're Americans, bro. This is what we do.
Yeah,
you know, we're Americans. This is what we do, and we're fucking Latinos. You already know, man. You already know. Like, we're talking about cheeks. You're talking about something else, bro. You know. Oh God. All right, Manny, let's do this, man. Are you ready?
Yes, I have to remove one.
One name. Other thing, whoever the winner is, you need to say something in the chat. And if you don't say anything, we're gonna re-roll until somebody does say something. You know,
that's a good idea. Squeeze what you want. By the way, Manny,
if you need some time, what happened?
What's that? Who are you removing, by the way? Unless you want to tell us to be on a text or something.
No, it's fine.
Doing it live. All right, since Manny's still doing, Adam, tell us more about.
We got the wheel.
Oh shit, let's go.
Wheel of misfortune.
All right, so
If it was the wheel of misfortune, then you know something bad would happen.
It was the misfortune last week when nobody selected
exactly
anything. All right, so somebody bad. So right now we're gonna spin this, and somebody who is listening to us right now on Twitch will get all that cool stuff Manny laid out, but remember, if you are the contest winner, you need to say something within the next 2 minutes. If not, we're gonna re-roll. Like, this is serious right now. So spin it, let's go. Oh, Barnaby Juan. I actually know this guy. I could just reach out to him.
Yep. All I need is his address, and I can get
That's
get
my
it
man from Dominican
tomorrow.
Republic, son.
Oh, Dominican.
Look at this. He responded right away. We got you, bro. We got you.
Yep,
man.
We got you.
Yeah. Juan. After the show's over, I'm gonna hit you up, bro. I'm gonna DM you. I got you, man. Yo te tengo, man. Te vamos a tener cosas muy buenas para ti.
Oh, you speaking the native tongue?
Man. My man's Dominican, man. You know, I gotta say something. He's jealous. Yeah. Hey, we're gonna be giving more stuff away, you guys. Don't worry about
it. Oh yeah, man. Well, here's the thing. I got a couple. I still got some Death Stranding posters, and I still got prints and all kinds of stuff from when. So, you know.
Yo, he said he's Dominican. We should have had a tambora.
yo, man, we can't get no sound. Yo, man, we can't get no sound going through that streaming thing.
My man wanted some fucking merengue and shit. You know? Yo, Adam, make some beats, man. Let's go, man. Right. Some merengue in this bitch, man. Some fucking Miles Morales shit.
Right. Some people got offended with that shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, which one?
Oh, because they got merengue in that fucking game?
With Miles running around with Timbs and stuff. Like, why are they going to
He's a fucking New Yorker. That's what he's going
They were offended. He was not wearing Air Jordans.
He was wearing
Adidas. Wearing Adidas. But granted, man, like, I mean, he's kind of doing some breakdance moves, so he got some, he's wearing shell tops, so I mean, I guess that works.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, you can't do that shit. You can't breakdance with fucking high tops.
You can't do that with high tops.
He's Spider-Man, though. He could do it.
He's Spider-Man. He could do that.
He's Spider-Man.
He'd be like, hello, danger. What's up, danger?
He's coming in.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
Go to the height.
Neighborly. I was supposed to be here like an hour ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's very neighborly in this game, isn't he? He's friendly. He's a very friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yo, man, he's a transport neighborhood Spider-Man. Yeah. Why ain't you in Brooklyn, fool?
Yeah, well, you know why? Because they didn't want to redo the map. That's why.
Yeah, because they didn't want to bother rendering Brooklyn or Queens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why he went to Harlem, because they didn't want to redo the fucking map. You know, remember, this is the DLC, people.
I'm gonna point out something funny. Okay, so Aunt May. Right,
yeah.
She's from Queens. She lives in Flushing, Queens, mm-hmm. or so like Forest Hills. So, in order to do her volunteer work, she goes all the way over to Manhattan to work at this soup kitchen / whatever. If she was from Queens, she would never fucking do that. She wouldn't go there. She'd be out in Jamaica. She'd be out in
But you know what? I gotta admit, from Flushing to Jamaica, that's a trip. It's
weird. It's like in some cases it's easier to get to Manhattan than other places in Queens.
She could take the F train down to the last stop in Brooklyn.
She can. But Manny, we both know the reason is because they didn't want to render Queens.
Well, but even that, even when they have them in over in Harlem, it's like, no, the Dominicans are up in the Heights. You got to go further past Harlem.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, because, Spanish Harlem is gone from the actual map.
Exactly. That's bullshit. No, you
they combined Spanish Harlem and they combined Harlem.
Exactly. Like you're going toward the Bronx. That's where
Spanish Harlem is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like Miles Morales' Spanish accent. I'm like, bro, no, you got to step it up, man.
Is he just acting? No, he's not acting.
But I'm like, yo, if I'm thinking about the character, I'm like, if your mom raised you, you wouldn't have that fucking accent, you know. But
oh no, yeah, he would not have an English sort of accent.
Yeah, he's like, take care, oh madre, you know, like, bro.
Nah, man. It's pretty bad.
It's bad, you know.
You know, it's funny. Is that the cartoon or the movie?
I'm talking about the game.
The movie, he's actually a lot. He speaks better Spanish.
He did it better in the movie. Yeah, yeah. It's a different actor, though. It is a different actor. That's why. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The Miles Morales actor in the game is very, very good. It's just the Spanish accent needs some work. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Don't worry. They'll replace him in the next one like they did Spider-Man.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on, man. Next question is from, look at that. It's from Barnaby Juan, who just won all that cool stuff from you, man.
Oh, huepa!
All right, so in your opinion, is the Xbox Series S worth buying in the long run? Is it worth buying in the long run?
Does anybody here know someone that has the S?
The only guy I know... Carlos, you know him, and Chris knows him too. Mike P, the truth. He's the only guy I know who bought an S.
Well, doesn't Danny have one also?
Well, yeah, he did. Yeah, but you know what he's really using. Let's be real here. You know,
he's using the X. Yeah, but I think Mike just has the Series S.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, who has it, and is that their main console?
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody I know has the X. You know.
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
For the question, can anybody say yes? Because I'm like, no, that thing's like, it's good for now if you can't afford $500. But I'm like,
I don't know.
Long term, that thing's gonna hold shit back, man. You know?
I really don't know.
I would not invest in that console. I would not invest in that thing.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Go ahead, Brian.
Depends what you're after, I'd say. Again, like, the whole point of S is just, hey, it's just meant for people that don't care about 4K. And the people out there who just generally don't give a damn about that. Like, for the most part, it still does most of the features. You know, mm-hmm. still has the quick resume, still has the architecture, still has the, I'm assuming, like, the same graphics card chip processor. So hence, it's like, it's just the same, just less powerful, because it doesn't need to do 4K. So it's still just... It's like there's the 4K one and then there's the non-4K one. So if you really don't give a damn about 4K because you have a 1080p screen, or you just say, hey, you know, gaming is not that thing for me, so I'll get something on the cheap and still play the new game. So I guess in that aspect, yes. You know? So I guess I can see people that would want to play this simply just to have something and they don't really care about all the power and just want to play like the new games. So... I think that's the avenue. Yes, you could say that. Yeah, you want to spend more cash, get the X. But then again, X is bigger, so if you just want like a small system because not much space, then yeah, go for it.
Brian, you think it's good long term? Like 2 years from now, are you still going to be okay with an S?
Yeah. Again, this is for people that don't really invest that much in
gaming. Yeah, they're not following all the news. They just wanted something new and for now, for cheap.
I guess the addendum we should add to the question is, like, who is it good for long term?
Mobile gamers.
Huh? Casual
mobile
gamers?
Yeah, mobile gamers. Mobile. Like, these guys don't really give a damn about, like, console games like that.
They just want
to play some sort of, like, console games, but without spending, like, the stupid $500 for it.
Yeah. Or parents who want to shut their kids up and don't want to spend a lot of money. It's like, hey, you got next gen, but that's not the way. It's a fucking next gen console. Play it. Oh, okay.
I mean, the thing about it is, it's like also again, not everybody's invested in a new television and the whole 4K generation of things. So you know, why not go with the go? Why not go with the 1080 one if you especially and you get to play all those games on the old, you know. You know, utilizing all the, you know, most of the features, just running at 1080. It's not bad.
Here's a bit of a controversial answer. And I can feel Richard just sweating like, it's not good. Third world. Like, the third world exists. They buy consoles. I'm pretty sure that they're not willing to spend stupidly inflated prices for, like, the PS5 and Xbox X when it's, like... maybe $700 over there, but mm-hmm. this thing is more affordable. Like, well, those guys probably don't have the cash to spend on 4K TVs, so to them, this is their lifeline.
For a friend of mine who, I think he, in South America, he posted the prices of what the consoles are in their money, and it's like crazy amount of money. It's like double.
In Brazil, it's like that. To the point they had to lower the price. Sony wound up lowering the price by like $50 because it's just, with all the other fees and the transfer rate for the currency, it's just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's what that's for. I obviously because I'm in the first world, I'm not even thinking about these third world cats, but yeah, it's good for them. You know, definitely.
You know,
good for
it's them. Not even first world. We're first world in a bubble.
Because in a bubble, because we're gamers, you know.
If you go and you read the horrible Kotaku review for the PS5, you'll see.
Oh, that was fucking trash, man.
That was horrible. Don't bring that type of shit up in a review.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
And then try to make people feel guilty for still having a job and having a source of income to purchase one of these things. So, but that's the thing. I get it. We on that end, we do get. Yeah, some people, there's hard things. They would not even think about getting a console during this time. But when we're in a bubble and this is our thing, and I'm sure there's other bubbles. I know a buddy of mine because my state is all about guns. It's a big gun show. They're thrilled spending $1,200 to $1,500 on some new gun that's coming out, and they're pre-ordering like crazy. So that's what I'm saying. It's like every hey, there's a bubble for everything, and people find whatever they need to spend money on.
Hey, Kotaku, why don't you grow a fucking heart and think about all the people who can't afford internet? Oh. Why can't you just ship people newspapers of all your fucking articles, you fucking sellouts.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Well, damn.
Tell me how you really feel, bro. That review was
fucking. Some fucking bullshit, man. I'm sorry.
You read that nonsense, right? They're like, bro, I posted some of the highlights. I'm like, what the hell is, what business is this having a game review this fucking bullshit?
What do you think? Is it his fault or is it the editor's fault? Because I think the editor should be like, yo, I'm going to cut this whole bottom part because it's not needed.
No, listen, they're all lockstep with that. I'm not going to get into politics or anything here, but they're all of the same mindset. Most entertainment is of that same mindset. So the editor wouldn't even think to cut that out there. And let's just be real, they know they're going to get a lot of clicks off of that because people are going to be hating on it, so they leave it in there, you know.
Yeah, the thing about it is, like, you got to realize that half of the places like Kotaku's business is, you know, riling up the
hate
the
clicks. Cage. That's what I call
hate clicks. You know, sometimes they'll put these divisive titles onto some of these things, and you read the actual article, and it's actually quite. Fine. It has nothing to do with that
except title. Except this one. The title was just as bad as the body of it.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to spend like 2/3 of the fucking? You know what? Let me stop because that really got me annoyed. I was in the DMs that day with the groups like talking mad shit. I was annoyed. You know, I'm like, talk about the fucking console. None of those other nonsense. You know,
yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
It was bad. It was bad.
I feel like half of these guys are people who actually like who failed at being journalists that are trying to insert their own. They're trying to prove that they know how to fucking write. You know what? That doesn't prove that you know how to write because, you know, most writers, I'm sorry, actually have to write about the actual topic instead of going on the tangent.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna talk about fucking comic books in or some other unrelated topic inside of thing it's supposed to be something else.
There's no point.
All right, let's move on before we talk you more shit. All right, moving on here. Oh, by the way, real quick, so Barnaby Juan, he is from Santo Domingo, which is the capital of Dominican Republic, which is where I was born in the capital. Yeah, man. La capital, man. You know? Yeah. Some people are like, what are you talking about, Tony? Of course you were born in Dominican Republic. Yeah, like, but my mom was born in a different town, so was my dad. I was born in the main city. I was basically born in the New York of Dominican Republic, you know?
I'll send you some canepas.
Hey, you know? Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, we got you, brother. We got you, man. All right. Next up, we have Tumeke again. So his question is, we're off of the next-gen stuff, by the way. Actually, no, this is the last next-gen thing, kind of. Okay. Now that both consoles are out, PS5 and Xbox Series X, what is the next gaming-related thing that you're looking forward to? It could be a game or event or whatever. So, you know, because obviously the whole year we spent waiting for next-gen consoles. Now that they're here, what's the next thing we're looking forward to?
I'll pick a little hanging fruit.
Cyberpunk?
I bet it's going to be Carlos that's going to say it first.
Just say
Brian, can you let's see how well you know me.
I don't know. I'm just saying that you're going to say it first, but I'm not going to say anything.
Oh.
Because if you're not going to say it, then Adam will say it, definitely.
So,
yeah.
Of course. Oh, no. We're thinking different things, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
You're right about me going first, though. Yeah. So, what is the next big thing in gaming that you're excited about? The PS5.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Carlos, that's right, man. You still haven't gotten your shit.
And I was the one that was most excited about it.
Only were you the most excited for it, you bought a next-gen console for three guys on this podcast, and you haven't gotten your fucking PS5. For you guys who don't know Carlos, he got Adams's, Chris's, and Brett's shit, and he didn't get his.
I didn't get it. No, I didn't get it.
But you got? Didn't I thought you did get yours?
I ordered an Xbox Series X for Adam, but it got delayed.
They're saying sometime in December. I was like, shit, and then that's not even guaranteed
Damn.
Either.
Damn.
I was like, there's no point. Forget it. I'll just at that point, I'll just wait till it's back in stock. You know what I mean? I'll just wait till it's normal everywhere, which eventually will be once the holidays over.
Yeah. So. But yeah, no, Carlos, that's funny. I actually don't know because I'm like. What else? Because here's the thing. Normally, I'd be like, hey, you know, it'd be cool to look forward to like E3 next year. We don't even know if E3 is going to be a thing next year. Who the fuck knows?
Damn it, Tony said it. Why do you say it, Tony? I have money on Carlos to say it or Adam to say it, not you, Tony.
I said, well, you fucked up then, you know? So let's just say COVID is not a thing anymore. That fucking vaccine they're promising is the real deal. I'm looking forward to E3 coming back so I can go to LA and hang out with my peoples, because I didn't realize how much I was going to miss doing that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the year before, you're like, man, fuck yeah, that E3. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't go to that year. That year was trash from what I heard.
Told me that there's some future thinking and planning then, if that's the case, because right now, if people have noticed, the price for flights are very cheap right now.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying, but I don't know when E3 is going to. Yeah, you know what,
that's
Adam?
We knew a date.
I buy them shits right now.
Even if we all decided to go on a trip to meet, like go to Vegas or something, you know what I mean? And if just in advance.
Adam, you're married, man. Just remember that.
I know. But I'm just saying, if we go.
But I'm not.
It would be cheaper to think about getting the tickets now.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So then that way, hopefully by that point, then everything is fine. And it's like, oh, we paid.
Well, I don't know how far.
No, I'm going to LA for $150.
Yeah, I don't think there's a cutoff. I mean, I remember one time going through a flight and it actually showed years. Like, it was like, oh, when do you want to go? And I clicked the for the month and stuff. It was like, oh, you can go years. I was like, is this, you could plan things way in advance.
Well, hold on real quick. Cade Antonio. Okay, this thing is not about gaming, but it also kind of is. It's because he saw Moore's Law. He's just wondering where it's going to go. That does affect gaming, though. Eventually, because mm-hmm. we're kind of already reaching the gaming Moore's Law, you know. You know, we're getting a lot of less returns.
Wait, Dix.
Oh, have
Moore's Law is 18 months. Computing power would double. I think it's about 12 months now.
Yeah, 12 months. Yeah. Well, we're gonna see the end of Moore's Law in our lifetime, probably. That's gonna be very interesting when that happens. Well,
unless it's a technological leap, like about quantum computing and stuff, then Moore's Law will be broken.
Yeah, then we would have to go to some other paradigm, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting to the point where... We're getting to the point where transistors are getting to the size of a fucking electron, and it's... Once we get to that point, Moore's Law will cease to exist.
Yeah, exactly.
And move on to the next thing. Like, think about it. A fucking, you know, a 5-nanometer chip has billions and billions of transistors. It's fucking nuts. You know, it's only going smaller. And like Chris mentioned, Moore's Law is just like a rubric of what we can expect. But a lot of times we surpass that shit.
Yeah, so, and isn't the problem when you try to make quantum computers, like you have like quantum uncertainty? It's like those atoms or the centrifuges or whatever the fuck we're going to use, they could be in different places at different times and shit.
Superposition.
Yeah, so it's like, how the fuck do you deal with that shit? So... I don't know. But Moore's Law is, I think, Chris, I think you had the right word. It's going to get broken, you know, if we move on to quantum computing. But that brings on its own troubles right there. But it does affect gaming. It does affect gaming, too, obviously, because it's all technology, you know. So we shall see. My answer was trips. What about you, Brett? What's the next big thing you're looking forward to in gaming? And let's keep it within the realm of reality, like something that that's probably going to happen in a year, you know? Yeah, it could be a game, it could be whatever, you know?
I mean, obviously the stage is going to shift in what type of game. This generation was kind of a Fortnite thing.
Yeah.
There always seems to be a subtle shift in something from a wildly successful game getting normalized into the rest of the game, the trend I've seen. What the thing is?
Yeah.
Hey, Brett.
Yo.
You sound a little low. Maybe your mic is a little. I don't know. It's just me, though.
No. Yeah, I heard it. He was a little low. But no, Brett. That's the thing. That like, that's why I'm also having a problem with this question. I'm like, I don't know what's coming next. That's why I'm trying.
I have an easy answer. Then it's an easy answer. I want to see if the hype is real for Cyberpunk.
Okay, that's fair. Fair.
It won't be that. Every time, actually, I know the answer. What is your 12-year-old cousin, nephew, brother, sister, whatever into? Because that's going to be the next big thing.
Oh, it's the next big thing. I don't know what's
going to happen. No, Adam, but that's actually more in keeping with the question. It's like, hey, Cyberpunk, you know?
Yeah, exactly, because we know that's coming. That's definitely to come out.
By the way, I have an answer. Ratchet & Clank. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be good. Nice. I want to see what it does with the DualSense, you know? That's what I want to see.
I don't think either of those are going to be the next big thing.
No. It's not the next. It's the next thing that you're looking forward to, Brett. Personally.
The next big thing is I'm really looking forward to. I always forget the name of the space game that does come.
Starfield.
Star Citizen.
Starfield. No, not Star Citizen.
That game's not coming out.
That other Star game.
I'm interested to see what Starfield's about.
Yeah, Starfield. There you go. It's
big and wildly ambitious, but we have very little news. And honestly, I kind of like it when they don't give you a lot of news. They're just like, here, check it out. Which sounds like what they're getting ready to do. So, you know, I'm excited. Space.
There you go. Oh, by the way, it was my bad. The word big was never in there at all. It's just, what is the next gaming thing you're looking forward to?
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So my fault. Oh, but you answered it correctly, Brett. You're good. Brian, what about you?
I'm looking forward to Massive Taking Off Motors 6.
Wait, what?
The Grand Theft Auto's 6.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
Big Car Heist 6.
Because they have been hush hush, and we know that they've been working on something behind the scenes. Because again, these guys are definitely up to something scheming. So I'm interested to see what will become of that. Given how GTA 5 was and just how much time and effort they spent on that, what will they take from that and bring forward to now? And plus, with current gen, the way it is and whatnot, what can they do with that tech? You know, what can they do with that hardware?
Here's the big question, though. Will it be as good as a previous Grand Theft Auto, especially with the brothers gone?
Yeah, and they also said that they're going to make it like shorter than a normal Grand Theft Auto and then have it be more episodic or something because they want to just release more products faster, you know? You're right. You don't know, man. I don't know.
Brian, what if they go into the future and they go into like the cyberpunk direction? We've already seen them do the throwback thing. We've seen it all already. With you know, with the when they did the Vice City and all that stuff, so the only thing I could think of if they went into the future, that'd be crazy. What would that look like in a Grand Theft Auto universe?
I don't think they're willing to risk it because the thing about these guys is that they really like taking the piss out of the current.
But that's the thing; These guys are gone.
But then it won't be the same though. Like part of the fun of GTA is that they take the piss out of everything. That's what makes them so exciting and fun and refreshing because they are literally like the mirror that points at everything else and says, look how dumb this thing is. Look how dumb that is.
I know.
Yeah. So if they don't have that, then it loses the heart and soul of it. So it won't be the same. It'll just be like a poor man's clone of GTA.
Yeah. Saints Row.
Oh, damn.
Manny, what's the next thing you're looking forward to?
Something. Just something. Anything. Something, just anything, you know. I don't care about Cyberpunk. I don't care about a lot of what's going on right now. I mean, because of all of it, all at least at this point in time, most everything is just sort of a shinier, brighter version of what was previously done before, with the exception of some of the controller thing, which is even an iteration of what has been done before. So I want to see something that is a little that goes a little bit more out there, but you know, that's that the part that excites me is the potential. That's what excites me.
There you go, Chris.
It's my next platinum, man.
Resident Evil 8. That's the next plat. Yep. Oh shit! Yeah, by the way, your boy got the plat in Astro's Playroom. Let's go. My first PS5 plat.
Oh, I'm actually really impressed with that game.
Yeah, dude.
I wouldn't have touched it until Riku talked about it.
Yeah. No, I was completely going to dismiss the game until I saw the Digital Foundry video. I'm like, oh shit, hold on a second.
Yeah, man, they do a better job of selling the shit to you than the actual Sony does.
Yeah, right, isn't that something? But now, Chris, this is a really good game. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I love the callbacks to PlayStation history. You know, so many fucking Easter eggs in there. It's amazing.
Oh yeah,
great game. So that's my first.
There's some fun deep cuts in there. There's a lot, like, you know, like there. If you look throughout the levels, there's all kinds of like references to video games. One of them was like a Raziel from Soul Reaver.
Yeah,
it's like Soul Reaver games haven't seen any the game in years. Yeah,
that's the closest we get into a Soul Reaver game. You know, fucking crazy. All right, man, let's move on to the next question. This one is from Assyrian Air Force. Another one from Mr. Assyrian Air Force. All right. Little bit of a two-part question, but the second part, I could answer that really quickly, so it's not really part of it. But the main question is, What is it about the PS3's cell processor that makes it so difficult to emulate? And the second part he asks is, what would you have wanted Sony to continue using the cell processor because of how The Last of Us was made? The cell processor had nothing to do with how the game was made, or it was whatever Naughty Dog's engine was, you know, because they used the same engine on PS4, you know, for Uncharted 4 and Last of Us 2, you know.
Wasn't the issue was just the coding? It was just a different coding, and that's not what they were using for PC and Xbox. So the developers had to go in another direction, and it's kind of hard when you're working on one version for a PC and then it's like, all right, well, the Xbox architecture is somewhat the same, so do some tweaks, and then you get one that's a completely different language, and it's like, shit, how do we get on there? And that's why some of the games were poorly optimized, because as you saw later on in the generation, things got better because those developers got more familiar with it, but at that point it was a little, you know, a little beyond it, and then we see PS4 went more the route of the PC for the coding. So
yeah, no, I think that's the answer. It's just the way that thing was made, you know. Because it was not like PC at all. It was just a fucking alien fucking, you know, supercomputer or whatever. Like, if you want, the guys who actually made use of it made it look really fucking good, like Naughty Dog. You know, they made that fucking thing sing. But especially in the early days, people having trouble. So that's why, till this day, because think about it, you can't just buy whatever is out, you know, whatever is in this old processor out there. It's all custom, you know. They just made their own shit.
Yeah, I mean, granted, the some of the tech that did go into the cell processor did use on the Xbox technology, but it wasn't used in the same way.
Xbox play. Hold on, explain that one.
They were using. They've even said it themselves that was it IBM?
Okay.
So Sony and IBM were working together to develop the cell processor, but a lot of the stuff that went into the cell processor also went into the Microsoft's processor as well, but it doesn't work. They're not using a sectional or interlaced sort of system which covers, you know, a chip that covers multiple uses.
I mean, it was still built on the x86 architecture.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
yeah, it was.
No, the Xbox 360 was a power PC.
Yeah, well,
so Manny's right. So Microsoft commissioned IBM to make them a 3-core power PC chip. That was the not the Jaguar. What was it called? Initial 360. I don't remember what it was called.
Durango.
Maybe it was a Durango chip. And Sony had them working on the cell. Now they did share some of the findings to make Xbox's thing. But the weird part about the cell, it had 7 asymmetrical cores, which means one core didn't have some of the instructions the others did, which was weird. It was a weird design. I mean, I remember back then Gabe Newell called it stupid before he didn't call it stupid. But initially he thought it was a dumb design, and he said that PS3 was going to fail because of it. So that's what made it hard to design for. Like, who makes anything with an odd number of cores that don't do the identical computations? Like, you have one core that can do sound and the other can't, you know. It's weird. I think that's what made it difficult. And then this issues with support. Like, for Microsoft, it's easy to support like worldwide development and stuff. So because a lot of Western developers work with them, so it's like you don't have a language barrier or anything. Well, with Sony, even though they have Western studios, all the support has to come from Japan. All the APIs, the updates, everything probably comes out of Sony Japan and then trickles out. So you're going to have a delay in if you're Ubisoft or you're EA. And it's like, I need a new API from Japan. You wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks for somebody to translate what's going on.
That's why they started that system where they started a sort of sharing system between all of the developers, where they're like, okay, we realize that we're not on the ball when it comes to to addressing these things. So that's why they created that sort of network.
They improved it. But you know, Nintendo still has that issue. They still have complaints to this day of not getting support because it all has to come from Japan. And they don't do that. They don't share anything. You have to wait for Nintendo of Japan to get you system updates or you know, an API patch or notes or patch documents or anything like that. So, and then development takes longer because of that. But yeah, but the, going back to the cell, that's it, that's why it's a little odd. It was an oddly designed ship, and the idea was that you know, one core would do the heavy lifting on a certain aspect of the game, and one core would be specialized to do something else. So it's the idea of like each core wasn't made the same, and then you'd have a load balancer just pushing things to each one. It's just one core would handle audio, and one core would handle you know, GPU, and one core would handle decompression and all that stuff. So an idea is that was supposed to improve performance. But then when you do that, then you have things for specialized cores. Your APIs are completely different than what Microsoft would make when you have three identical cores in theirs, and each one could do the exact same thing. You don't have to think about that stuff because the chip would just load balance and you just write your instructions the same. So that's what made the PS3 difficult. It makes it difficult to emulate too, because how is everything built now? It's all x86.
Yeah.
All the cores are identical in x86 architecture. They all do the same thing. They all go through the same pipeline. So how do you emulate asymmetrical processing? I don't know. And I don't know how you figured that out. I wouldn't even be able to touch that. So,
and I mean, even nowadays, there's still a bunch of, there's still sort of, you know, the modern community are still sort of trying to perfect the, just getting it to emulate things properly, but still it doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like the PS3 is almost like the, you know, in that sense, you know, architecture or whatever, like the spiritual successor of the Sega Saturn. People still have problems emulating that fucking thing. You know,
well, yeah, they broke
the Saturn.
Yeah, a few years ago they did. Yeah,
but even, I heard those games are still, you know. But think about how long that took. You know?
It took forever for the N64, and even now there's two different main emulators that'll do it, MPEG Plus or something like that. There's two that I use. Yeah. There's one that I use on this machine.
And yeah, the Silicon Graphics thing was completely different than any other processor. That's why it was difficult.
Shit is crazy. All right, man, and the final question of the night. Dun, 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 dun. Speak about your boy Jeff Keighley, Adam.
Oh, shit.
This is from Mob Hits. I don't know if he's being serious or not with this, but we'll answer the question as best we can. Is Jeff Keighley the master of creating hype?
I don't think so. I think he's just the face of everything now because of his award show. So people just know him. And so if he says something, it depends. If you follow him, then yeah. If not, you're going to, whatever outlet you normally follow, that could be your hype. If people follow IGN and all about IGN, IGN says something, that could be the
hype. I think he means because Jeff Keighley, he's always on Twitter, like hyping things up. And so specifically the PS5 in recent months, you know, he's been out there.
I don't follow him. I blocked him.
You blocked him?
I blocked him.
That's crazy. But remember, speaking about Astros, he was the one demoing that. He was the first guy to demo that game, you know? You saw him blowing on a fucking controller and shit.
Yeah, you know? Obviously his demo did not sell you on it.
it was John Lindemann when he was breaking it down. You know, I was like, oh shit, this is crazy. Like the only American at Eurogamer, you know,
because of you, your platinum maybe. I was like, is this like My Name Is Mayo?
No, it's not. No, I don't get pussy plats, bro. Get out. There's nothing.
I saw Tommy just to press buttons, and I was like, oh, I can do that. And then a cheapo popped. I'm like, oh, all I did was press the right trigger. Thank you.
Yeah, no, fuck that. That's a pussy plat, man.
I'm just saying. I saw a lot of that. I played a lot, and that's what
that game. I don't know what's worse, that or Terminator Salvation. People bought that game in for the when the PS3 first came out just because that was an easy plat. You know,
the easy plats were always the sport games at first when they launched. You got filled with Madden, had two chivos and each 500. So you get a full 1,000 points. All you had to do was like make a touchdown, win one game or some shit. I was like, look at that. Not even a half hour in and I got all 1,000 points in this game. So,
But yeah, no, Jeff Keighley, you know, he's good at what he does, man. He says stuff and people listen, you know, and he is the face of gaming. He is the Ryan Seacrest of gaming, if you really want to think about it, you know, like he's that guy, the Carson Daly of gaming, you know.
He's the Carson Daly of gaming. Another Canadian, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I think he's Canadian all in that too. Mold, you know what I'm saying?
People just like Canadians.
Yeah, he's not, you know, he's never going to say anything that's going to offend anybody. He's always middle of the road. You know, he likes every game. He never talks bad about anything, you know.
Well, he did say some bad things about the Nintendo. Remember that video we saw that years ago with him and Reggie?
That wasn't him.
Originator. That wasn't him that was
arguing. No, that wasn't him.
Adam.
Who was it?
It was
Kevin Pereira.
Kevin Pereira, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're two different people, man. Kevin Pereira.
Is he coming back?
He's been back. He's had a podcast for years, man.
No, he means G4.
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
Because they said they're bringing everybody else. Adam Sessler's coming back and
Morgan Webb coming back.
Yeah, they're probably just going to be producers, man. Yeah, they ain't going to do that.
They're going to have new talent on air, you know.
Yeah, she married up, so she don't really need.
Yeah,
she don't need the job.
She married some rich guy, right?
Yeah, venture capitalist dude.
Yeah, Olivia Munn coming back. She's to Hollywood now, you know.
She said she was coming back. She sent that out. She tweeted that.
Wow.
Because Richard was telling me about it. I was like, she said she's coming back.
I'm surprised by that. I thought she was to Hollywood now, you know.
Maybe just for appearances. Maybe not full time.
Yeah, she ain't going to be on Attack of the Show.
But that's the thing. It's like, I felt they were just trolling the audience and just the people when they start saying, hey, go ahead, submit a video, and maybe we'll pick you. I was like, bullshit.
No, they weren't trolling. It was real, man.
Who did they pick? Did they pick
anybody? They haven't selected anybody yet. They haven't announced it yet. If they did, they haven't announced it. They may have already selected somebody. Who knows?
Well, if they did announce, the only person is Danny Pena. He's the only one that makes sense to win that.
Yeah. Anyway, Jeff Kelly's not really much to say about the guy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's installed himself in the position of being the trustworthy guy, you know, host and whatever gaming and stuff like that.
Trust, but he is the face.
Well, no, he's like Tony said, he's not going to rock the boat. He's just going to give you what he's going to do, what the marketing is going to tell him. He's not going to say some crazy ass shit like Kevin Pereira did. He's gonna run the wild, and then what he'll do is just to tease people. He'll do that little fake question at the end, like, "So when's this coming out?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's
even though he knows that we'll never get an answer.
Yeah, he has that little smirk on his face. He knows.
He knows.
Well, even when he does a call out, it's safe. Like he called out Konami. Remember, they prevented Kojima from going to the Game Awards. He called them.
Yeah, that was safe too. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was a safe one. It was a safe one right there because the number one. He's like, what is Konami going to do to him? Number one.
And all the sympathy went to Kojima. Like, exactly. Nobody was siding with Konami on that.
Nobody's going to side with Konami in that. So, yeah. So, there in that situation, it would save. He ain't going to say some crazy shit like fucking Brokepoint is broke. He ain't going to say that shit. You know?
So, the question then, since everyone's saying him, who is his second runner-up? Who's his second face? Because I'm starting to think right now, I don't know a second face.
Of gaming?
If somebody was to go after it, just say, Jeff Keighley, because he's in front and center because he's got the game show and all that stuff. But who would be second?
If it's Greg Miller, probably. Greg Miller.
You think so?
Greg Miller.
Yeah, Greg Miller, yeah. Like in terms of popularity,
Greg Miller. Again, another one who's, you know, let's just say he's safe too. You know, and... So he'll still do well. Granted, he'll still get a little bit of heat and say something wasn't so good, but that's probably why he's not on the level.
You gotta be honest. Not everything is fucking.
He's not as safe.
Yes, you do have to be honest. But what Keighley's doing is he's playing the game, and to be honest, if you're playing the game, you're probably gonna make way more money than if you're just throwing out your opinion, unless you're able to.
Yeah, I was just saying, I don't think Jeff Keighley's being dishonest though. I just want to.
No, I don't think he's dishonest. Yeah. I think he's removing his opinion from the equation.
Yes,
as to not set any sort of set things on fire.
He's a vessel for the news and and things. He's not. It's not about his personality. He's just a transport. He's the guy that's bringing you these things. You know,
yeah, he's not reviewing.
He's not going to review.
He's a presenter. That's what he is. He's a presenter.
Exactly.
You know, or a host. He just shows you the product, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
and then sort of lets you make the decision as to what it, you know, what you think of it. You know?
Yeah. And I'll say this. And Manny could vouch for this too because we both like talked to him. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. You know.
Yeah, nice guy. Personable. You know, he did good stuff. But I mean,
I mean, why would he? I mean, yeah, he didn't. Didn't seem like he had the. It didn't seem like he was in the walled garden.
Yeah, no. Saying. He, you know, he wasn't like gave us like the brush off. He talked to us for a little bit. I'll be obviously got busy and shit, but you know, because some guys will be like, hey, whatever, you know, leave. Like Aaron Greenberg, yeah. I always try to say, hey, what's up, Aaron? He leaves. I'm like, this motherfucker, man. What's up with that? You know,
Aaron Greenberg.
Yeah, man, what's up with that? You know, it's crazy.
I mean, Larry is also another Larry one Herb, of those guys that is really. Guy. He's really good to talk to. Like he'll stop and he'll talk to you for a little bit.
Major but I mean that, guy. Yeah.
That's always been his shit. He's always been that way.
Exactly. All right, that's going to do it for us, man. So yes, remember we have two more weeks of two more contests next year, November. People, you already know. So head over to our Twitter. That's at Throwdown Show. There's going to be just look at the pinned tweet. All the instructions are going to be there. There's a video and everything. And yeah, again, you have two more chances to win a next gen game from us, man. So that'll be on Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern for the next giveaway. And then Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern for the final week of November. So stay tuned for that. All right. Pimping. What do we got? What do we got to pimp out here? Manny, what you got?
I mean, the usual things, you know, excellence, DC shit, you know, so I'm all over the place. By the way, what is next week? What's next week?
Next week is...
Oh, wait. Today, you can get the game that I did key artwork for called Swim Sanity on Games with Gold for free. Nice. Swim Sanity. Check it out. Fun multiplayer game, couch co-op, and online stuff. You can shoot some shit, have some fun.
Yeah. Yo, man, you say I can play that on my Xbox Series X?
You can play that on your Xbox Series X for free. You can play it on your PlayStation 4 or 5 or your Switch.
Android phone.
No Android phone.
It's not on the Xbox Cloud? Because the Xbox where they play everything from...
I don't know. All I know is it's free with Games with Gold. That's what I'm just...
There you go, yeah.
So yeah, you can go get that one. Free games.
Nice. Adam, man, you got anything, man? You always got something going on.
Yeah, I got some uploaded just a few hours ago, the latest episode of I Am Negan for Fear the Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 6. Great episode. Classic Walking Dead. I love this. This whole series, this whole season, Season 6 has been awesome. If you miss that Walking Dead feel, that old school feel of just dread and tragedy and every scene, this is it. Depression for Men by Calvin Klein. I love it. Go follow it, watch it, do the whole thing. It's good.
Good stuff, man. All right. Oh yeah, by the way, also on PC Mag right now, I wrote this a while ago. I've been updating a little bit of 10 PlayStation launch games you should buy right now. So go check that out.
Don't tell me Godfall's on that shit. Please don't tell me.
Oh God, I hope it's not. Let me see. I think it may be because I wrote this like two months ago. Oh, fuck God.
Doing the edit.
Okay, you know what? Let's run through them real quick. So I have Valhalla, yes. Okay. Demon's Souls, yes. Mm-hmm. Devil May Cry 5, yeah. 120 frames a second.
Not? Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Dirt 5, good racing game, you know. Oh God, I do have Godfall in this shit. Sorry, people. This was written 2 months ago. My apologies. Miles Morales. NBA 2K, you know, for your sports guys.
Okay. And for that sweat, you know, you got to get that sweat in there.
The Pathless. I that's a review coming for you guys too soon. And Watch Dogs Legion, right?
Okay.
Sackboy, and there you go, 10 games.
You can update it.
I don't have Astro because Astro comes with the system.
Remove that game, the Falls game, and then put Call of Duty.
Well, I can't edit now. It's live, Adam. I can't do anything about it.
Man, you can't do that. Adam's put a redaction on that article.
No, just tell him to blame it on the editor. It was a typo. He didn't.
What I wrote. No, remember that came out launched and Call of Duty wasn't a launch game.
I know. Was it? Wait, it was the next day.
Yeah, but hey, listen, I had Call of Duty in there, but you know it wasn't a launch game, so I couldn't put it in there.
Damn, it was that night though. Yeah. Shit,
hey, listen, I don't make the rules, man. I just write the fucking articles, bro. Damn, you know, man. I'm just getting my money. I don't give a shit. You know, once I said that shit, I'm like, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. You know. Oh man. Anyway, so we're out, man. So follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube and join the Discord where it is always popping. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. You can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
It's a Mario Party, people.
Adam Vale.
Call of Duty has pulled me away from Yakuza like a dragon.
Oh, shit. And Brian Monjoma.
Later, guys.
All right, people. Thursday, Next Gen November continues. Later.